haven't heard.
Denise! Come on, baby, let's go! You promised me you would be ready at 1300 hours.
Be ready in a minute!
All right, make sure you are. Otherwise, I'm pulling your Liberty car.
That's the way to go, Lieutenant. All right, so you're on your way to Rhode Island to the naval base. Look at your new housing.
That's right. They're just going to show us where we're going to be living on the base. Yeah. Then we come back here, pack up, 2 weeks, and we're gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Well, I'm sure it'll be quite a relief to have three less people living in your house.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Or would I?
Okay, ready.
Daddy, when are you and Denise coming back?
We'll be home Sunday night, Miss Goosey Lucy. And while we're gone, you're going to have a good time with Dr. and Mrs. Huxtable. And when we get back, we're going to tell you all about the new house we're going to live in on the Navy base.
Well, I'm on my way to the hospital. All right. Can you do that, huh? And you? No, never mind. Now, don't forget, Navy, on the way, hoist the bilges.
We're going to pull the car around.
Denise?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Yeah. Ma, do you always tell Dad when you, make a mistake?
Well, it depends. If it's something important, well, I can't say that I tell him everything.
Okay, good. So what you're saying is, use discretion.
Right. What have you done?
Well, remember when I got that letter from the Navy saying, telling Martin and I that we got housing on the base, and while Martin was at sea, and he sort of left me with the responsibility to, call and confirm.
Denise, you got that letter a month ago. Honey, please.
Yeah, I sort of remembered this morning that I forgot to call and confirm.
You're driving to Rhode Island today, honey. When were you planning to tell him?
In the car.
Good Lord.
Well, it's okay, Mom. I've thought the whole thing through. We'll just go right to whoever's in charge of housing. I'll explain my mistake and it'll work out.
Denise, you have to tell Martin before you leave.
Mom, you just told me that I should use discretion.
Use discretion about things like, honey, I lost your umbrella. Not, honey, I know we drove all the way up here to Rhode Island, but we don't have a house to live in.
Ready to go.
Yes, Denise, you're shipping out.
We better hurry up, honey. I'm double parked.
Honey, before we go, there's something that I want to tell you.
What?
I lost your umbrella.
That was a very expensive umbrella. I got it from England. It's been all over the world with me. How could you lose something like that?
I'm sorry, honey. I hope it doesn't ruin our trip.
Oh, I guess we just gotta hope it doesn't rain while we're in Rhode Island.
Right.
We gotta go. Give me some sugar, baby. Mwah! I love you. We'll be back Sunday. I got your bags.
Drive carefully.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Tell him, Denise.
Bye-bye, Mom.
Tell him.
Bye, Mom.
Tell him.
Olivia, what's the matter?
I miss my daddy and Denise.
How would you like to go to the mall with us?
Can we go to the toy store?
Well, I need some new leotards, so we're going to have to go to the clothing store first.
And I need some school supplies, so we can look for them afterwards.
But I want to look at toys.
Olivia, you have to understand the rules of shopping.
What rules?
When you go with us, you have to do what we want you to do. Because we're your aunts.
You're not my aunt's aunt. Oh, you can't boss me around.
Hi, Dad. Oh, you look beat.
I am. I've delivered the same baby 5 times.
Well, you will have plenty of peace and quiet around here because Mom is at Grandma's and we are going to the mall.
Bless you.
Wait a minute. Who's going to keep him company?
Oh, don't worry about Dad. He likes to be alone.
But he'll be lonely.
No, he won't.
Now, you two go to the mall. I'll stay here.
Suit yourself.
Hey! No, come back here. Take the baby with you.
No, you will be all alone and you will cry. I'm staying.
Bye. Have fun, Dad.
See you later.
Well, what do we do now?
We nap.
But I'm not tired.
I am.
Then you need to play a game. Daddy bought this before he left.
Okay. Play the game. Play the game. All right. I'll read the directions here. All right. Find the most pairs of matching cards. Player makes a match if the two cards turn picture side up are identical. When a match is made, the player takes both cards, places them in front of him or her. That player then takes another turn and continues taking turns until he or she misses. Okay, here we go.
Finish. I win. What do we play next?
But I didn't get to play.
You have to wake up early in the morning to be me, buddy. What do we play next?
Tell you what we're gonna play next. Here we go. Now look at me. Now we're gonna play a game called silence. Now this is the best game because it requires great intelligence, which I know you have, and there's no talking. The first person who talks or makes a noise loses the game, and it's really shameful if you lose, okay? So, when I say three, we zip the lip, and please don't be the loser, okay? Three. Oh, no, don't do that.
Have a seat. Captain Turvey is finishing up some other business. He'll be right in.
Thank you. This is unusual that we'd be waiting to see the executive officer of the base. Usually they just send you right into the housing referral office.
Martin, maybe there's a reason for that.
You know, I bet I know what it is. Because I came out of Annapolis, he probably wants to talk to me, give us special treatment.
There could be other reasons, sweetie.
You know, Bob Hope was up here last year. You know who I heard is going to be up here this year? My man, B.B. King. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
And honey, would you be, terribly upset if we didn't see B.B. King?
So long as we're together in our new house on the base, everything will be fine.
Look, honey, I was going to talk to you about this in the car, and I just...
Good afternoon, Lieutenant Kendall. I'm Captain Turvey.
Good afternoon, Captain. This is my wife, Denise.
This is Kendall.
Captain.
Please, be seated.
Captain, we'd like to thank you for taking the time out to see us personally.
I didn't plan to. In fact, I'm curious of why you showed up at the base at all.
Well, my wife and I came up to see our new house. We're moving up here in 2 weeks.
You must be mistaken, Lieutenant. You have no housing on the base. Now, why are you here?
That can't be. We got your letter saying that we'd received housing.
Correct. That letter also stated that you were to call and confirm that you wanted it.
And my wife did call and confirm, right, Denise?
No, she didn't.
I wanted to talk to you about in the car.
You didn't call and confirm the housing?
I told you that she didn't.
Pardon me, sir. I'm taken completely off guard. Denise, I asked you. You promised that...
I know, baby. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Would you like me to leave you two alone?
No. No, sir. We'll finish this later.
Captain, please. We've come all the way from New York. Isn't there anything available? We'll take anything.
There is nothing. You have nothing. When you don't respond to the notice, you don't get housing. We had to assign your quarters to someone else.
Captain, is there anything that I can do to rectify this situation?
You go back on the waiting list and you wait.
Can you give us any indication of how long we'll have to wait?
Approximately 6 months. And this time, when we notify you, respond.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time, sir.
You're giving up so quickly.
Denise, I think we should go.
Come on, let's talk to him. He looks reasonable.
Not too many people on the base would agree with you, ma'am.
Sir, I mean, couldn't you do something? This isn't just for me. Martin has a daughter. She's 4 years old. My stepdaughter. I mean, we're all living together with my family. I mean, it's a major imposition. I mean, couldn't you reconsider and just find us some place to live here on the base? I mean, it would be a shame if just because my stupid mistake, my husband had to give up his dream.
Mrs. Kendall, I commend you on your heartfelt words. Lieutenant, you have chosen a sensitive and intelligent woman as your wife.
Thank you, sir.
So we're here on base?
No.
Is my office.
What do you do?
I'm a doctor for women.
What do you do with them?
I deliver their babies.
Deliver?
When the woman has the baby inside of her, then I go in and I take it out.
No, you don't. Everybody knows that the stork brings the baby.
Who told you that?
My daddy.
Okay. Well, the stork puts the baby inside of the mother, and then I go in and I take it out.
The stork brings the baby to the hospital, drops it in the bassinet.
So you're saying that the baby is not inside the mommy? Then why is it that the mother gets real big?
Because she eats a lot of food.
Now, let me get this straight. You say that the stork carries over, puts the baby in the bassinet, and the mother is real big because she eats a lot of food.
You got it.
I see. Well, then why is it that the mother has to go to the hospital?
The stork brings the baby to the hospital, drops it in the bassinet. The mommy goes to the hospital and gets it.
If the stork does all that, why doesn't the stork just bring it to the mommy's house?
Because it's too far, his wings will get tired.
Where does the stork get the babies from?
Heaven.
Okay. There's a zillion skillion babies in heaven. How does the stork know what baby goes with what mother?
They're all in the line. You know, like you go to the bakery and get a number?
When I put my hand on the mother, I could feel things moving all around.
That's not a baby.
What is it?
Gas.
Thank you for explaining it to me.
You're welcome, but you still didn't tell me what you do.
I'm in charge of gas.
Carrot?
seen me since we left the captain's office. You're going to have to say something to me. We're spending an entire weekend together at that inn. Come on, say something. Anything.
How? In the name of all that is reasonable on this earth, could you have forgotten to make that phone call? I told you before I shipped out that you would be receiving the letter and that you had to respond right away. You knew I couldn't be reached on board that ship. Just one task. Just pick up a phone. Dial a number. Say, yes, we want the housing. Can you do that? Our whole future just tossed overboard, and I'm just supposed to sit here and accept it. Don't you have anything to say for yourself?
This is our first fight.
No. A fight is when two people express opposing points of view. You have no point of view. You just didn't do something that you were supposed to do. You just were wrong.
Okay, I'm not denying that. Okay, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry this whole thing happened. But we're going to have to get past this and move on.
We can't move on. We have no place to move to.
I know.
You know, Denise, just this morning, I was talking to your father, telling him we were getting ready to move. And he seemed so relieved. This look of peace came over his face. Now I have to go back and tell that man, Dr. Huxtable, 6 more months.
I got it. Okay, so let's not go back to my parents' house. Let's go to your parents' house, okay? Let's go to Milwaukee.
We can't.
Why not?
I never told you this before, but my mother can't stand you. She thinks you're just as flaky as my ex-wife.
Well, where would she get that idea?
It's hard to believe, isn't it? I am bushed. 9 hours of driving in one day.
I'm sorry, baby.
Oh, honey. Let's just go to bed. Tomorrow is a new day.
Yeah. Wow!
Oh. How's the house? You got a view of the harbor?
Well, Dad, I mean, this is the worst thing that could have happened, but I just completely...
It's my fault.
What? Why are you?
Denise, honey, I'm trying to tell them what happened. Please. The Navy contacted me on the ship and told me I had to confirm the housing by a certain date, and I just forgot.
Martin, am I hearing you correctly? Are you saying this is your fault?
Yes, ma'am. I guess I should have left it up to your daughter to handle.
You don't have a home.
No, sir.
So you're going to have to stay back here.
Well, that's all right with you, Dad.
How long is this going to last?
Well, the executive officer thinks it'll be about 6 months. Dr. Huxtable, I insist on paying you full rent.
No, I don't want your money.
Please, I insist on paying rent.
No, I can't take
it. I'll pay you $600 a month.
Well, $600.
No, we are not going to take his money.
You don't understand, $600. Regardless of what my wife says, we can't take your money.
Well, I tried. I'm bushed.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm very sorry.
All right.
I've got to get to bed.
Okay.
Baby, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go get something to drink. Can I get you something?
No, thank you.
Good night, Martin.
Good night.
Denise, that was a pretty interesting story your husband told us.
I know, I can't believe he took the blame for the whole thing.
Yeah, I say he loves you very much.
I know.
You know, after you and Martin left this afternoon, I started thinking back to those first days after Sandra was born. Your father was entering med school, wasn't going to be home a lot, so my mother moved in for a month to help me take care of Sandra, and it was a good thing she did because I really didn't know a lot about babies.
Yeah?
The day before my mother was supposed to leave, I started getting very uneasy. I mean, your father was going to be at school most of the time, and I was going to be left at home alone with this tiny little life in my hands.
So what'd you do?
Pretended to get sick. So my mother had to stay and take care of me for a couple of days.
You suggesting that I didn't make that call because I didn't want to leave home with Olivia?
Don't be silly. Of course not. But if you can get anything at all from my story, I mean, be my guest.
I just made a simple mistake, that's all.
All right, girl, that's enough. You're not getting the message. How dense can you be? Denise, you are a married woman with a child, and you are afraid to leave the nest. My husband, your father, thinks you're never getting out of here.
I know. Mom, new people, strange people, no friends, no family. Navy life, me?
I know, honey. But you can't stay. You gotta go.
Well, can I ask you something very important?
Sure.
Do you know how to get to Rhode Island?
Yeah. But I'm not stationed in Rhode Island. My family's stationed here in Brooklyn.
I understand.
But if you call me, I'll be there. The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.